Andrew Murray joins me on Sports Byline USA. He's 15 years old, and he's going to be driving this Saturday, and that's not strange, but this Saturday he's going to be driving in the K&N Pro Series West. That's 12 days after his 15th birthday, and that's one of the NASCAR series as well. Andrew, tell me a little bit about how you got interested in driving, because you were awfully young. You started your career when you were only 5 years old driving go-karts. What was it that drew you to cars or motor vehicles?
Well, really, my dad, before I was born, he raced Top Fuel Dragsters, and really, we were just watching NASCAR one day, and I basically just told my dad, I want to go as fast as them. So we I went out to the Lake Paris go-kart track, and instantly loved it, and there we go.
How big are you? I mean, as far as height and weight, because obviously being in these cars that have a lot of horsepower, you got to be able to control these things. So how big are you?
I'm about 5'8", a little over 5'8", and weigh 135.
Oof, that's an awful lot to keep under control. What do you feel like when you get out of a car after a race?
I mean, I pretty much just feel normal. I mean, I've been doing this for so long, and I have to go through, like, special training, like, endurance-wise, just to train myself endurance, and... I mean, really, I just basically feel the same. Really, I'm a little worn out, but.
Well, I think you know as well as I do, you can't push the clock ahead on experience. And so I'm just wondering, tell me a little bit about the learning curve for Andrew Murray when it comes to this sport.
Well, one of the things is you definitely never stop learning in this sport. You're always learning something new every day that you're on the track. And every day that you're off the track working on the car. And I just try and take everything in as much as I can, and I try and put it to use on the track so that I can get faster and win more races.
A good friend of mine is Kenny Bernstein, who, of course, is one of the great names associated with the NHRA circuit. And Kenny and I were talking one time, and I asked him about driving, and he said, Ron, driving a car, whether it's on the NASCAR circuit or the NHRA, if you're trying to go 300 miles an hour, you better be thinking 301 miles per hour. A, was he correct about that? And where are you in that thought process of trying to stay ahead of the car you're driving rather than either just on top of it or even behind the curve?
Really, I mean, you just got to stay up on the wheel. You got to constantly focus on the track, and any slip-up or anything could seriously cost you in a race, and you just really want to try and limit that and learn from your mistakes.
How important is anticipation, Andrew?
Well, you really don't want to be intimidated by any race for your anticipation. You want to just keep your head in the game, stay calm, and just think about the start of the race. Well, personally, I think about the start of the race, and then, like, after the start of the race, I pretty much just go from there, and quick thinking, smart decisions, and that's what gets me to win races.
Jimmy Johnson and I were talking recently, and I asked him about the ability to be adaptable, and he kind of laughed a little bit. And he said, people don't understand how important that is to be able to adjust along the course of a race. What is he talking about?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. What is he talking about from a driving standpoint?
Well, really, because the races are so long. I mean, the race that's coming up here on the 15th, it's 150 laps long. And during that time, so much can change. Because, like, we start out during the day and we finish at nighttime when the sun's down, and the track, it changes temperatures, it changes grip levels, and in this race in particular, I don't have any pit stops. I just go nonstop, so I have no one like to help me change the car or something to adapt to the track. I have to adapt my driving style to the way the track is. Like, if the track has a lot of grip, then I can push it harder, like on the exit, say. But if the tires have a lot of laps on them, then I have to be sensitive on the track. And it's just a constant battle of trying to adapt to the track and being the best at that.
Do drivers with a lot more experience, say if they're 4, 5, 6, even 10 years older than you, do they have a little more of an advantage, Andrew? I mean, as I said, you can't push the clock ahead on experience.
Well, I mean, some of them, they may have a little bit of an advantage, but then again, some of them, they may have just raced as long as I have. It really, because this is going to be my first time at All-American Speedway this coming weekend, and for a couple of guys that are going to be at that race, I'm sure that it might be their first time too. But it really, it's all about experience to the track that you're racing at and how fast you can learn at that track.
What are the top speeds? What are the top speeds you'll be hitting in this race?
I'll be hitting probably 135, I believe, 130.
Andrew Murray is with us. He's 15 years old, and he's going to be driving is it fair to call it a NASCAR event? Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
This is the K&N Pro Series West, and it's 12 days after his 15th birthday, and that's in Roseville, California, by the way. That'll be coming up this Saturday. Tell me a little bit more about the cars. How much shifting is involved, and what about the strategy of drafting and passing and everywhere? What's the track like as well?
Well, the track is a very tight track. It has very short corners. It's got quite a bit of banking and short straightaways. And, I mean, it's a regular NASCAR four-speed gearbox. And then, really, I mean, once you get into fourth, like when the race starts, you don't really get out of that unless there's a caution.
Is it a half-mile track? Is it, what is it?
It's a 3/8-mile track.
Okay, 3/8-mile. Well, how big a field will it be, and how much bumping of fenders will go on, do you think?
Well, we're looking at probably 35 cars, I'd say, or more in the race, and there will be a lot of fender rubbing because this is a close-quarters track, and any close, tight racing like that will involve a lot of fender rubbing. So I imagine that there will be some. I imagine that there will be a few cautions because there have been in the past at this track. So just stay alert, stay out of those, and keep going.
You know as well as I do that Richard Petty's grandson was killed when they were, I think they were practicing up in New Hampshire. He was 19 years old. You're 15 years old. Did that accident in any way make people say, hey, wait a minute, a guy's 15 years old, he maybe should not be doing this until he's a little bit older? What type of barriers have you run into, Andrew?
I mean, really, I haven't personally, being affected in the racing aspect. I still am still going for it 110%. Other people, they might have a different opinion, and others, they may still be encouraging me. It just really depends on the person.
It's one thing to say have your dad say go for it. What does mom say about all of this?
Well, she, before when I first started racing, she would get a little scared at times and stuff, but nowadays she's just basically go for it as well, because she knows I can handle myself in the car.
We got about 90 seconds left, and who's your favorite racer on the NASCAR circuit? Do you have somebody you follow?
I really admire all of the NASCAR drivers because they are all very good drivers. But I would have to say that I absolutely love Carl Edwards' sportsmanship on and off the track. He is a very good driver, and he knows how to control his temper, and that's something that's really cool.
You got a good role model there. And a final question here in about 30 seconds. When you look at the path, how quickly do you think you can make it maybe up to to one of the higher series in NASCAR?
I'm looking at getting up to the Nationwide Series when I turn 18 years old and really just go from there. But real quick, before you go, I would really like to thank a word to my sponsors, because they are what helps me get up to here. I'd love to thank Mercury Insurance, Napa Auto Parts in Temecula, K1 Speed, K1 Race Gear, PC550 Holdings, my dad, my team, Heritage Motorsports. Everyone's doing a great job so far, and thank you, everybody.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're already a veteran NASCAR driver when you think about your sponsors. Thanks a lot, Andrew. Keep yourself safe and have a good race this Saturday in Roseville, California.
All right, thank you.
Andrew Murray is his name. He's only 15 years old, and he's going to be racing in a NASCAR-sanctioned event. That's the K&N Pro Series West. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.